listening to the Bible 126 show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Who will live in heaven? Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Heaven is the abode of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we should all look forward to heaven. After our travail, suffering, persecutions, and trials in this world, heaven is the place where God has prepared for those who love him and have followed his precepts and commandments here in this world. Look forward to heaven. Yearn for it. Heaven is a place of complete and utter peace. The peace you will experience in heaven is something that words cannot describe. We often don't think enough about heaven. The complete and utter joy you will experience in heaven is something that words cannot truly articulate. Look forward. Look forward to heaven. In heaven, those saved by God will have new bodies without the pollution of sin. There will be no one who suffers from any illness, no disease, no viruses, no infections, just health, pure health. We will all be transformed, glorified, and our mortal bodies will be changed. Now, let's look at the type of people who are going to heaven. Those who liveth and believeth in the true Jesus Christ. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, the Bible says that we all have sinned and have come short of God's glory. Therefore, for anyone to access the throne of God's glory, they must first be saved. Salvation is the first qualification for anyone to make heaven. Jesus came to die for our sins and transgressions. He died, resurrected, and ascended to heaven more than 2,000 years ago. He has finished and perfected the work of redemption and the remission of sins. And whosoever believes in this finished works of Christ, to them he has given eternal life through him. I remember my pastor preaching this sermon when I was a young man, and he stated that this one passage was his grandfather's favorite passage of Scripture. John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And the grandfather on his deathbed said over and over again, Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. this grandfather was stepping over into eternity. And there was no vanity, there was no self-seeking, just a man and his Savior. Just a man and his Redeemer, a man and his Messiah. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Salvation is not a religion. Salvation is not following a bunch of rules and regulations. Salvation is a person, the person that is Lord Jesus Christ. Love him. Love him. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. You don't have to fear death. If you are struggling with an illness, you don't have to fear death. Hold on to Jesus Christ. Hold on to him. Every single person in heaven will be there because of one person, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why Jesus Christ has fought so much in this world. The God of this world wants to turn Christianity into a religion. He wants to turn it into a bunch of rules and regulations, but ultimately, salvation is a person. The person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is for those who understand and know that Jesus Christ is not a good man with a good moral compass. Salvation is not for those who view Jesus Christ as a glorified prophet. Salvation is for those who view Jesus Christ as God. Before Abraham was, I am. Only God can say that. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Only God can say that. The people who will enter heaven are those who understand the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be wrong about a lot of doctrines and still go to heaven. You can be wrong with your view of eschatology and still go to heaven. You can be wrong on the doctrine of tithing and still go to heaven. You can be wrong about the judgment of Israel and nations and still go to heaven. You can be wrong about the doctrine of the millennial kingdom and still go to heaven. You can be wrong about the doctrine of the judgment of Satan and fallen angels and still go to heaven. You can be wrong about the doctrines of miracles and still go to heaven. But if you are incorrect on the doctrine of Christology, it will send you to hell. If you are incorrect about Jesus Christ, it will send you to hell. The people who are in heaven right now all view Jesus not as a prophet or as a good man, but as God. Jesus Christ is God. If you do not view Jesus Christ as God, you are worshiping a Jesus that will send you to hell. Because that Jesus is not the Jesus of the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. There is another Jesus, or should I say other Jesuses. Different religions have Jesus in them, but the true Jesus Christ of his Holy Bible is God. The type of people who are going to heaven not only know who Jesus Christ is, they also behave like children of God. As children of God, we no longer belong to the group of people who believe that they can do what they like and how they like. The Word of God becomes our guide and manual. Hearing Him speak becomes what we daily long for. God is a God who likes to get up all in our business. Those who have chosen to live their lives obeying God and following His commandments are the ones He will receive in His warm embrace forever. Salvation is the first step to living the life that Christ has ordained. At every point in our Christian journey, we are to live and pattern our life according to the Word of God. It is only those who live according to the plans and purpose of God who will make it into heaven on the last day. In a perverse world, where it is becoming increasingly hard by the day to live the life of Christ, standing for Christ through it all will be our greatest reward on the last day. For Christians who choose not to be carried away by the pleasures of this world and have separated themselves as a vessel unto honor, they are the ones who will live in heaven and sit at the right hand of the Father forever. Yes, it is true that the devil will dominate the modern world, but a heaven-minded Christian will live their life to solely please the Father and the one who has sent them on an assignment in this world. They are believers who believe that, although they live in this world, they are not of this world. The dead in Christ are those who are going to heaven. These are believers who lived their lives serving God when they were alive, but have now died prior to the coming of Christ. They will one day receive a new, glorious body and will be reunited with all believers living today at the moment of the Lord's return. Though the death of a believer produces sadness for those who love them, we can take joy in the fact that they live on with the Lord, and that we who believe will one day see them again in heaven. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.